Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events presented by Junction Arts and Music Society in Haines Junction, Yukon. I am Maria Leniak. Hi there. Thanks for joining us for another hour of great music. Junction Arts and Music in Haines Junction, Yukon, invited Jam Live to record its annual classical music concert featuring the Vancouver-based Infinitus String Trio. Infinitus is made up of violin, viola, and cello, everything you'd expect a classical string trio to be. But the trio's choice of instruments is as far as it goes when it comes to classical music tradition. Everything Beyond is born out of Infinitus's wild, imaginary interpretation of classical standards and contemporary music, topped up with their own humorous and twisted compositions. Infinitus has come a long way since 2002, when twins Alex and Anthony Chang launched their string quartet as a student group at UBC. Later, when John Littlejohn joined Alex and Anthony, the three decided to move forward as a trio. Infinitus has had a very busy schedule performing throughout North America. They've been featured on Canadian and U.S. radio stations and appeared in numerous publications. In 2011, they released their self-titled debut album. The trio is currently on the faculty of numerous Canadian music academies. Please welcome Alex Chang on cello, Anthony Chang on viola, and John Littlejohn on violin. The Infinitus String Trio.
Thank you. you.
Oh, that poor bee.
Yeah. As I'm sure as many of you recognize, that was our version of Flight of the Bumblebee. Now, speaking of animals, our next tune is the jazz standard Lullaby from Birdland, or Lullaby of Birdland. However, we like to call it Two Birds and a Hippo. See if you can figure out why. It's a far cry from just a few years ago. This is on our official CD, but we couldn't actually perform this live because we would always laugh by the time John got to the hippo part. So now we're in better territory where you can actually do this live. The next piece we'll be performing tonight is an original called Machinatio. Machinatio is Latin for machine-like, and we find that some of the best ideas come out of just simple expressions in the music. For instance, this piece is just made out of 5 notes. Anthony, could you play those 5 notes, please? It was just one of those silly little things that actually got kind of annoying because it got in our heads and then it wouldn't get out. But then once we actually just put it on paper and took it seriously, it just blossomed into what you're about to hear. We hope you enjoy. Thank you.
That was Infinitus' version of Roger and Hammerstein's My Favorite Things.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to play Spain, okay? Because we like the song. We like the song, actually, because it's written by a guy named Chick Corea, a very famous jazz pianist. And he was a classical pianist, and he found a way to marry the two styles. And we're very much inspired by anybody who can take the music of their life and mold it all together to make it into something original, which is, of course, what we try to do with our group. So Chick Corea took a very popular Spanish guitar concerto by a guy named Rodrigo. It's a Rodrigo guitar concerto. It's actually one of the most popular melodies of the 20th century. And he took that and he turned it into this beautiful musical landscape called Spain. So we've taken it a step further. We've inserted one of our favorite melodies, which is a hymn called I Surrender All. If you know that hymn, listen for snippets of it throughout this piece, which is Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're going to conclude the first half of this concert before we take a little break with an homage to one of our favorite composers, Johann Sebastian Bach. Do we have any Bach fans here tonight? All right. Good, good. Oh, in the back we got like, yeah, two fists in the air. Love it. You know, he's one of our favorites as well because he totally wrote in a way that changed music, the sound of music altogether. If you listen to anyone who wrote music at the same time that Bach was alive, his music sounds nothing like theirs. It sounds like a completely different world. It's because it gives us a really cool image into his head. We got a lot of really great technology where we can tell kind of what people are thinking and thought patterns and all that. But I think one of the most timeless ways to tell what's in someone's head is to listen to the music that they write.
Thank you.
This is Jam Live, and you are listening to the Infinitus String Trio, recorded at the St. Elias Convention Center in Haines Junction, Yukon.
Thank you. Thank you. So we'll come back to some more as we go. We're going to jump into another piece that's dedicated to a favorite composer. This is Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And Mozart, one of the reasons we love Mozart is because his life came through his music. He went through a lot of troubles in life. He had money issues, relationship issues, but at the core, he was a very lighthearted person. And no matter what he wrote, no matter what he was going through, his music shows that lighthearted nature that he had. So we've all played a lot of his music throughout our career so far, from symphonies, chamber music, to operas, songs, lots of different ways. And so we just sat down with a pen and paper without doing any sort of extra deep research and said, okay, what does Mozart mean to us? And this is a piece that we came up with. It's called Mozart on My Mind. You'll hear various themes, famous Mozart themes, interspersed with some original stuff, and a little leaning heavily towards the 1990s R&B. Yeah, I'll tell you why. I did this one, and when I was writing this one, I was listening to some 90s R&B like at the same time, and it just leaked into the arrangement. So for those 90s people, you'll recognize.
Thank you.
So as we mentioned in the with the Bach, you know how music is a great way to see inside of someone's head. We're going to give you another bizarre look into our heads. If you haven't figured it out, we're a little bit strange. And if you didn't know it, you'll know it after this next piece. We were sitting around and we said, you know, I wonder what it would sound like if a saber-toothed tiger had a run-in with two Jamaicans. And that's this next piece. So you hear the saber-toothed tiger and you hear the Jamaicans.
Long story short, I am the saber-toothed tiger. I win.
Yeah, no. The Jamaicans always win. Haven't you seen the Olympics yet?
Thank you.
Before we start, we just want to give a big thank you for bringing us in. Mm-hmm. Also, we had a great dinner earlier today.
By Sue.
And I think Sue maybe couldn't make it tonight, but we wanted to give a big, big, big thank you to the Arts Council.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You live in one of the most beautiful places, if not the most beautiful place on the planet. It is just amazing here.
It is the Spain of... It definitely is.
Whoever said it best.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Infinitus String Trio, which we recorded in Haines Junction, Yukon, on September 18th, 2014. This show was brought to you by Junction Arts and Music, written and produced by Dieter Gade, and I am Maria Leniak. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed this show, you will find lots more on our website, junctionjam.ca. Just go to the Jam Live page. See you next time!